With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Beginning this June, graduates living in the North Queens Community School District can get help paying for their post-secondary education. A new trust has been established by the John Cormack Carton Foundation, which will award up to $1,000 U.S. to any student who meets the eligibility criteria. Foundation trustees Rick and Liz Carton named the fund in honor of Rick's great-great-grandfather, John Cormack Carton, who emigrated from Ireland to Liverpool in the 1830s. Rick Carton, who lives in Virginia, says he feels a connection to North Queens and wanted to do something for the people living there.
My wife and I do not have any children, so this was my way of passing on some of my good fortune to my ancestral homeland.
Cormack has been looking into his roots and learned his grandfather prospered in the shipping trade before moving to Halifax in the 1850s. The elder Cormack had a dozen children, and many of his eight daughters married local men with family names that are familiar in North Queens, such as Baxter, Deviney, Ennis, McBride, and Nixon. The last Carton descendant, Thomas Carton, ran a general store in South Brookfield from around 1933 until his death in 1960. Rick Carton says the John Cormack Carton Foundation is modeled after the highly successful J.D. Shadford Memorial Trust, which has benefited over 1,000 students around Hubbard's for the past 60 years. The scholarships are open to any students living in the North Queens Community School catchment area, regardless of if they attend that school, so long as they graduate and can show they've been accepted at a university or college. The same student can receive an award from the foundation up to four times during their post-secondary studies. Students can apply through their guidance counselors and through the John Cormack Carton Foundation website. Rick Carton is hopeful he will have the opportunity to attend the graduation ceremony at North Queens Community School this June to meet some of the prospective recipients.
I want to make sure that no one gets left behind that who really deserves and qualifies for a scholarship. And I think it's really important for them to at least have that opportunity to follow their dreams and their passions.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.